Okay, 12 degrees in the Twin Cities, KS95 FM. And Michael, if you got a half a minute here, about a quarter to nine, waiting on the one and only.
Hello.
Hi there.
Bud Grant.
How are you?
Good.
Donuts is just coming in. Come on in. Shut the door, Michael.
It's a religious experience.
Bud. Oh, boy.
Mr. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Grant, sir, this is Donuts. I know you've never heard of me. I've never met you personally. First off, Bud, if I were you, I would be scared to death. The media is going bananas. The fans are going bananas. Tell me the truth. Are you scared?
Not after as long as I've been in this business, I'm not scared.
Never been scared a day in your life. Are you smiling right now, Bud?
Certainly.
You are smiling, aren't you?
We
are so happy to have you back. Really, seriously.
I wake up smiling.
But there's a lot of people out there that are sure looking forward to a great year under your direction. What are your plans? Can you sneak any by the Packer fans out there listening?
Haven't made any plans.
Yeah.
It's a little early for that.
Well, we can put the ice shack out this weekend.
Well, I plan on doing some of that.
Hey, seriously, Bud, we all love you. We're so happy you're back, and we're glad that the kids are going to be able to go to college now. We understand you got a bigger contract in here than Knapp does. What? Any secrets you can let us in on?
Not really. I'm pretty well tapped out of secrets, you know. The media have been around a long all day yesterday, and even this morning, a couple of calls already, so there aren't haven't any secrets left.
Well, I guess a lot of people are wondering if you're going to rehire some of the assistants or when you'll hire the assistants. Will Jerry Burns be back? And
if you got a secret, you can't tell a secret.
Otherwise, the Russians will hear.
Yeah. So that's the main thing I'm doing now is interviewing coaches, not only from here, but via the telephone and... And, of course, people's friends call for them, and so I've been kept pretty busy, and you can probably tell by my voice. I'm hoarse from just talking all day yesterday. I haven't been used to talking all day like I've had to do the last couple of days.
Now, if Donuts goes fishing with you at the Governor's Open, he's got to be quiet if he's in the same boat with you. Is that right?
No, that's not right at all. I don't mind other people talking because if they're talking, they're telling me what they know. But if I talk, I'm only repeating what I already know.
All right. I've got such a nice black lab that needs a home. He's 4 years old. He is the best duck dog you have ever known in your life. Absolutely free for you, Mr. Grant, if you'll tell me if it's true or not that Bob Lertzema is your new assistant coach.
He's always been my new assistant. He's been a phantom coach.
You know, there may be some truth to this.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are certain people you call on when you need help, and Bob is one of those people.
Bud, I have one other thing that I have to tell you about, then I have to go in the other room and get the news ready. Bob. Bud, there's a free turkey waiting for you, Bud, down at the country store in Lexington and University, if you'll get in there right away.
As if
that, you know, that tradition has gone back my playing days. The only thing is, when I went to the Eagles, I wasn't a rookie. I'd played with the Lakers a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'd already heard about it. I drove the car, and they all went in the store, and I sat outside.
We are so happy, and everybody's so... I think some of us are still in a state of shock because we felt that after all the years that you'd been there, that when you said you were going hunting and fishing, that was going to be it.
Well, that's not really what I said. That was what was interpreted.
Yeah.
In the media.
Yeah.
That was interpreted. But, you know, you can't go hunting or fishing all day. You can't do anything all day. And so it just, you know, had the opportunity to do some of those things that I didn't have the opportunity when I was coaching. But I certainly didn't do it all day, every day, and maybe 2 or 3 days a week on the good weeks. But other than that, when you've got a family, there are lots of things you have to do.
A lot of people really supported you, Bud, in being late for that news conference. The heck with the media, they can wait a while. We're in no big hurry. I like your style. You're in no big hurry. You had to watch the kid play ball. You had a sick granddaughter. And a lot of people called up on the phone and said, heck, Lee Maloney's a family man.
Well, if you've got six children and six grandchildren, there's always a crisis of some kind going on.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it might be, if it's not in your mind, it's in their mind. So we're used to that, and you find that what the important things are and what can be put off. And I felt the press conference could be put off a little while.
You betcha.
I bet you're not promising any miracles next year, are you, Bud?
Well, I don't believe in miracles.
Yeah, hard work.
I believe in hard work.
Yeah, well.
And we'll do that, and the miracles will have to take care of themselves.
Well, you got so much to do, but once everybody gets healthy, and I don't know if it's too much to ask that everybody get healthy all at the same time, but with you back coaching and all the knowledge that you've built up over the years and the great veterans that we have and the upcoming draft choices that we're going to get, a lot of people are wondering, does that mean that we're going to load up with some great talent and do everything we can to go after the Super Bowl?
Well, that's our ultimate objective. Now, you know, if you gave me $1 million today and told me, well, why don't you go out and buy the best center in the country, I couldn't get him for $1 million. You can't buy them. The only way we can get better is through the draft, and that's sometimes a painstakingly slow process because you only are allowed so many players each and every year. Mm-hmm. This year we have some extra draft choices. Hopefully they'll all turn out. Realistically, they don't always all turn out. Some take longer than others. Some can come in and play right away. When we say miracles, we've got to be fortunate as well as good. And the injuries, I'm not a doctor, they're a part of football, they're a part of hockey, they're a part of any sport, and if you can avoid them, your chances are much better. The last 2 years we've had more than our share of injuries. We think that next year we'll probably get back into the norm again and avoid them.
Well, yeah.
The whole thing sort of reminds me of trying to catch a walleye during a cold front.
Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about anyway.
I gotta go.
Yeah, well, Bud, thank you. We're KS95 is excited, of course, because the news came down yesterday that we're going to be the new radio home here in the Twin Cities for the Viking broadcast.
That's right. I've been around here long enough to have experienced that back in the early 70s.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are, too. I'm looking forward to seeing you again and having you on every once in a while and talking about the not only the state of football, but as you can tell, Donuts is an avid outdoorsman. And we kind of look forward to having you on and asking you some of those questions, too.
Well, just tell me when he's going to deliver that black Labrador, and I'll be ready for him.
Oh, you heard him. We have an attorney upstairs. His name is Pete. Bud.
We'll be out about 10 this morning. Is the deer feeder back yet?
It's out.
Okay.
We got to get some snow so the deer get hungrier. Then they line up out there.
Well, thanks for a great Christmas present, and Merry Christmas to you and to
your
the grand
family,
household.
You bet.
And gee, I feel like your granddaughter. I'm just so elated, I'd almost like to hug you.
Well, thanks very much, and we'll be talking to you, and I'm sure your audience enjoys you as much as I do.
Well, thank you, bud.
You bet.
I can wait another day.
Paul McCartney song on the number one music station and exclusive radio home of the Minnesota Vikings here in the metro area, KS95 FM.